produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
I've walked a lonely road, borne some heavy loads. Sin had consumed my life, and every day was a fight. I had forged my path right beneath God's wrath. I lived life my way.
Bye. Hello, my name is author Tammy T. Polk, and this is My Mom, the First Entrepreneur I Ever Saw. During this 20-minute audiobook talk, I want to talk about my mom in a positive light, which I've tried to do in all of my work, but I have learned through my healing process that that's not always possible. But this time, it is. I remember the day very clearly. It was 1988, and my mother was at work. She worked for Gibson's Greetings, the company who makes all the greeting card paper, bags, and bowls and things like that. Well, because she worked for them, Christmas and birthdays were always the best. But I remember the day that she came to our school because my brother, my oldest brother, had gotten in trouble again, this time being suspended. 480 days. That was the last day that my mom worked. And it was during that time that my aunt introduced her to elderly care. And my aunt was a sitter, private sitter, for families who had relatives staying in this one particular nursing home. And my aunt brought my mom in to help. I watched my mom turn that into a business of her own. The next memory that I have was it being 1996. My mom was going to a vocational college to become a medical assistant. She wanted to increase her skill set, and back then, that was the only way to do it. But there was one problem. My mom had never graduated from high school. So the only way that she could get the certification was if she went for the GED. The first time she took it, she failed the whole thing because she was 2 points short on the math. So she started going back to classes and got ready to take it again, only to have her car broken into and to have her books stolen. The GED tests and those classes weren't being offered again that year, but my mom was allowed to finish her program, but she couldn't participate in graduation. She did not let that stop her from building her business. She might not have had the sheet of paper, but she had the skill set. I watched my mother go from helping my auntie to having one lady on one hall all the way in the back to taking care of an entire wing of people. My mom at that time made $180 a week per patient. And I would look at that and say to myself, here it is that my mom is having four-figure weeks, self-employed, and all of the money was coming to her. So I was watching my mom have four-figure weeks and five-figure months doing something that she loved and creating wealth while she did it. And one of the ways that she and my aunt created wealth was that the relationships that they developed with the families of the people that they cared for led to opportunities for us. Both in the nursing home and in the community. One of the most fulfilling jobs that I had as a teacher came from the relationship my mom built with one of the patients. And I was described to this friend of that family like this. What Terry is in that nursing home is what Tammy is in a classroom. And they gave me a chance. And for 7 years almost, I served that school as a volunteer, clocking more hours than everybody on their list combined. The second way that generational wealth was built was that because of the know, like, and trust factor that my mom built with those patients and their families, she was paid extra to ensure that my college education was paid for. She had families who would give her a raise every year with the condition that that extra money went towards my education. And even though I didn't have to pay for school until my third year, my mom honored the request that she was asked. And when I did have to start paying for school, she gave me that money. The third way she created generational wealth. And my aunt did this as well. But they taught us the tools of the trade, what they were comfortable and what the families were comfortable with us learning and doing. I was 14 when my mom brought me in as an elderly companion. I remember coming in after school, and there was one lady in particular. Her name was Catherine. She was 96 years old at the time, and she paid me $50 a week to read her the paper and tell her what was going on TV because she was legally blind. And she paid my cousin $90 a week to stay with her overnight on the weekends. My cousin was much older than me. And I did that until I went to college. But it gave me that entrepreneurial kickstart. Although I did not start doing things on my own until several years passed, I could always look back and remember how my mom built a business that she loved. Even when the nursing home that she was sitting in told families that they could no longer have private sitters, my mom found a way to keep her business going. She got into private home care because those families knew other families who needed that same level of care, but they were dealing with a relative who did not want to leave their home. So now my mom is going from house to house, from neighborhood to neighborhood. And she made sure that she kept her CPR first aid certifications up. And one of the proudest moments of my life was when I went on a home visit with my mom to meet this new family. And I watched my mother save a life. We were leaving this home visit, and it was a neighborhood of elderly people. And the car in front of us was swerving erratically. And my mom knew that something was wrong, but she couldn't do anything until the car stopped. When this car plowed through a brick mailbox and almost hit a tree, and it finally came to a stop, my mom sprang into action while I called 911. My mom was able to get the lady out of the car safely. and onto the ground. And she said to me, "Tammy, check to make sure or check to see if my medical bag is in the car." And it just so happened that it was. So my mom had the mask, the gloves, and things that she needed to minimize the oral contact with this lady. I stood there and I watched my mom not only give this lady CPR, but to take her vitals and keep her stable. And when the paramedics arrived, she talked to them as though she was one of them. She spoke their language. And this lady was able to get the care that she needed. A week or so later, my mom received a fruit basket from this lady's husband, thanking her for saving his bride's life. They'd been married for 60 years. Years later, when pneumonia started to wreak havoc on my mom's body, taking her away from the business that she loved, she went to see a specialist. And when we walked into the exam room, this doctor looked at her and said, "Now I have a face to go with the name. And I'm pleased to meet you. And I will do whatever I can for you." This doctor was that same husband whose wife was saved by my mom's quick action. He absorbed the cost of what insurance would not cover to treat my mom. And it all happened because of that day in 1988 when she walked away from a factory job and built a life that allowed her to be there for her children like she had been before becoming a single parent. I carry that with me a lot of days because so many now are first generation entrepreneurs and they often battle with family members who don't understand the path that they took. But I can look back at my first entrepreneur and I can remember the work ethic that she had and what she built and how loved she was. My mom was the first entrepreneur that I ever saw. And I'm glad that I paid attention. Who is that person for you? And if you went into this entrepreneurial role without having that person, be the one who inspires someone else to even consider taking the entrepreneurial plunge. God bless, Godspeed, and all that you do. Keep charging, keep going, and inspire someone else.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.